Okay, suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something very ugly. What would you say? Like, have you ever heard of Opie or Cracker or Peckerwood or Redneck? Which of those? Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it? Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. The school nurse sent a little boy home because he what at school? But if the nurse sent him home, you know that he's ill.
Yeah.
All right. Would you say he got sick or became ill or took sick or what? Right. If a person has a sick feeling down here in his stomach, you would say that he feels sick where? What? All right. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
A pizza.
All right. Have you ever heard of belling or belling bee or serenade or chivalry? Of belling or belling bee or chivalry, serenade. Okay, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Uh-huh.
All right, how would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Uh-huh.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Okay.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely into its shell. Okay. What do you call a same thing that lives on land? Is there any difference?
I think there's a difference.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Sure.
You like that? Ooh, my grandmother does. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
Chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A board.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Okay.
Right, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Right.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very much, you might say that one man really what the other one. Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his... Sitting like this.
Oh,
okay. Have you ever heard of honkers or honkers? Any either of those?